650 if you'd like to join us and whatever, ask questions, make comments, etc. Okay, Layla, so he was for over 2 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Before he went to trial, how many trials, I mean, how many times did he go to court?
Before that?
Before he was sentenced.
There were some hearings going on, but like about once a month or once every 2 months. There were hearings, but not actual,
okay,
you know, trial. The actual trial.
I'm sure this was in federal court.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We do have a Palestinian attorney with us, actually, on the line, who's going to ask you a question. And Palestine, go ahead. Her name is Palestine, who's a Palestinian attorney.
Hello, Layla. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm so sorry to hear your story. I just wanted to ask, what evidence did the government bring to the court?
Actually, there was no evidence except hearsay. The government had to really work really, really hard for 2 years and a half to come up with something. So they couldn't really come up with something against my son, like any actual hard evidence. So there wasn't any actual hard evidence. The only thing that they brought, like a couple of young men, to say that, yeah, my son was like an extremist or something like that. And
so,
other than that, you know, there was no evidence against my son.
What did they come with in the court?
So what did they come up with, Layla? I mean, I'm sure there was something that the government introduced in court. So what is it? Even if you know it's a lie, but I mean, no one is going to get 31 and a half years in prison and the government is not going to produce something to the court.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. The way the whole thing was handled, if you know, it was illegal. First of all, they had the trial in a remote town called New Bern, North Carolina, okay? It's in the South. And people over there, you know, are already, you know, biased against Muslims or against anybody, in fact, with any color. So they moved the trial to New Bern, North Carolina. We were in Raleigh, North Carolina, so that was like 2 hours and a half away with traffic, okay? Second, that town is on a military base. Third, the jury were all senior, most of them were senior citizens, and most of them were white, and most of them did not even leave New Bern. There was a questionnaire given by the judge to each one of the jury. She asked each one of the jury in front of me, okay, she asked them purposely questions like, do you have any family member who died in September 11th? To keep reminding the jury over and over again about September 11th and connecting my son, because he's a Muslim, to September 11th. And then, again, most of these people were white. And again, most of them were senior citizens. And most of them did not even leave New Bern. So can you imagine, they're not well-read, not well-traveled. Most of them had just a high school degree. Can you imagine what kind of thinking they're going to have against Muslim people? One of the young ladies who came to the trial, she was only 21. She asked one of the guards, she wears, you know, the headscarf. She asked one of the guards, when you see me, okay, what do you think of me? What comes to your mind right away? He told her, a terrorist. His answer was a terrorist.
Because she wears the hijab. The,
yes. Look at the media, how good the headdress.
Yeah.
Yes. Look
okay.
at the media.
But let's stick with your son's trial now.
Uh-huh.
So why didn't your attorney ask for this judge? If the judge did this, how come your attorney did not object to that?
I don't know, because I guess, you know, he's just an appointed attorney. He didn't think that he really needs to work really hard.
I mean, did you have an appointed attorney or did you pay for an attorney?
No, we had an appointed attorney. It cost over $100,000 to get a
Okay, so you had
attorney.
An attorney, so you did not really have good representation. You just had an attorney who was appointed for your son by the courts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. That's in those cases, that's not good. I'll tell you what. We're gonna go to the phones, Layla. We have Alex calling from New York. Alex.
Hello, am I on, Hisham?
Yes, you're on.
Hello. Say, I like your show. I've been listening for years, your show.
Thank you.
And, it's just the problem is Israel, in my opinion, with the issues in the Middle East. Pretty much is. And if you've seen history, there's no problem with Jews in the Middle East at all. They were never expulsed and never killed at all, Jews in the Middle East. They had no problems with the Jews. It was just a Zionist ideology that's the problem.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Alex. Unfortunately, we got cut off by this break that we have to take, and we'll be right back.